Hey guys, so I think it's been a little while since I've recorded a podcast, or a couple of days at least. So the time today is 3:20, it's Thursday the 21st, and a bit of a busy high street this morning. I wanted to talk about the power of basically, what's the best way to describe it? Maybe it's compounding, but basically it's a flywheel. Maybe that's what I'm trying to describe. The power of having like a marketing flywheel. So the marketing flywheel that we've got at Pearl Lemon is that we do continual link building. So we build more links to our websites. As a consequence, the websites rank higher on Google. As a consequence, those higher Google rankings generate more leads. When we generate more leads, we close more business. When we close more business, we're able to invest more effort in link building, and that's ultimately the marketing flywheel. It's a pretty much known flywheel, really, if I'm being honest. None of it's particularly new, but what's great is that, as you've seen over the last couple of days, or as I've seen, you've not seen, but I've not been at my best or top form, but the flywheel works all by itself. And the thing that you want to do to improve the flywheel is to just slowly add more layers and strands to the flywheel. So what I have done with that in mind is, at one level, we've got, I think, 11 websites. Let me think. Pearl Lemon, Pearl Lemon Leads, Pearl Lemon Web, Pearl Lemon Accountant, Pearl Lemon Properties, Pearl Lemon Recruitment, Plant Sumo, Deepak Shukla, Sen Koala, CertWiz, and there might be another one that I forget, but let's just say 10 websites, right? Across that journey, we've got two websites that generate pretty much 100% of our business, but we're of course looking to expand that with the other eight that probably it will take another, let's say, 2 to 3 years, but then that two, Pearl Lemon PR, I think as well, but let's just say 10, but those two will turn into, you know, those three, those four, those five, and I'll eventually get to, let's say, for example, all 10. And at that stage, you've got a massive marketing flywheel working for you. That's just one simple layer and level. And what becomes interesting is that as you do that, each of those websites kind of grow and progress at different stages and rates. So our bigger websites, we're looking at heat maps, we're looking at conversion rate optimization, and we're looking at how can we further fine-tune things. With the smaller websites, it's some of the more simplistic stuff. Build links, build more pages, build links, build more pages. But the whole process is, it's pretty amazing, to be honest with you, because when you've got the marketing flywheel, then you can have sales guys who work on commission and earn more than they would if they earned a base. You can get, ultimately, there's just so much that you can do to grow the business, and you get the stability that, you know what, I could be away now for a whole month and the marketing flywheel will support itself. And of course, having the 10 websites adds layers of diversification, and that's notwithstanding any outbound activity that you do. So it's really important, I think, within your work to build marketing flywheels, and SEO is one of those that, because it has a compound effect and it just grows better and better over time, it's really something that there's a huge benefit to your company investing in, especially if it's, you know, something that you've got a long-term commitment to. And pretty much all of the sites I get involved in, I like to maintain a long-term commitment to, i.e. when I launch something, I want to put about, you know, £50,000 into it. So across 10 websites, we're looking at £500,000, let's say. But by the time I've invested £50,000 into it, and with each website, to a degree, it gets incrementally less because you learn more, you can execute more effectively. Yes, you need more resources, but the time taken to, you know, grow it is far faster because of your degrees of sophistication. So where you're at day one should not be where you're at day 90, especially if you've got same teams. The only things or only places where there's challenges is when, you know, new teams come in and IP gets lost and you have to go back a step, and that's a bit frustrating. But as long as you've got a couple of core tenets, so, you know, some of our core tenets is content consistently goes up for buying keywords, links get built every month, and they're two things that never go away. But it just means that from our SEO base, we've been able to branch into so many other interesting areas. So, you know, practically speaking, we are lead generation, you know, what are we, 2021? Maybe 2018 was when it really got going, but didn't really exist then. Now, today I've finally come off Upwork completely and we're not reliant upon Upwork anymore. We're at the very early stages of building our own internal SDR team who can book appointments, meaning appointment setters for our internal products. I know for a fact that we know for a fact that SEO will work and do its work, but now we're in the midst of building the early stages of the second layer of our own marketing flywheel, which is, let's look at building, you know, a really powerful sales force that could build completely in separation to the SEO team. And maybe it takes 3 years to really make any inroads, but again, I would really, really say that whatever you do, achieving mastery in one specific niche can really help you grow in so many different areas. Our niche is SEO, and as a consequence, everything else is growing. So build that marketing flywheel, my friends.